Log Talk Radio.
Again, I hope everyone is doing well this evening, and we have Open Talk Night tonight. It's June 2nd, 2022.
Yes, yes. Of course, gun violence killing America. There was this thing in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where this guy went up to his doctor. He had an operation, and he was in pain. And he just went up and shot 4 people dead. And Racine, Wisconsin, yep. Just moments ago, there was this funeral that happened, and 2 people got shot and killed. It all stemmed from a couple of weeks back where the police interrogated this guy. So I don't know if it was a revenge killing or what's going on, but there are too many guns and gun violence happening in America. Only to stop this madness, we need to hear from you. This is a last show. This is one of the reboot of Kitchen Politics 123. We're not antisocial, just anti-stupid. The number to call, 515-605-9802. Say first name, where you're calling from. It's an open mic night and a people's show tonight. We'd love to hear from everybody. Don't be shy. We don't bite. And we're proud to represent everything right with not John Smith and America. So let's go, Lori.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's start. It's June 2nd, as I said, and there have been 20 mass shootings since Uvalde. There were 3 simultaneously last night, as you stated, in the hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a Walmart in Pittston, Pennsylvania, and then a high school in Los Angeles, California. So we are on a roll to, break records? What are we doing here in this country? What is going on? And, yes, mm-hmm. And we did mention today that story is just now unfolding. It was, like you said, in Racine, Wisconsin. 2 people were mm-hmm. shot. And it was for the funeral. I don't know if you know, David. It was for the funeral for DeShante King. He was shot and killed by police 2 weeks ago. So mm-hmm. I don't know what that all entails, but that just kind of mm-hmm. made me think a little bit when I read that.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so,
yes.
As we know, Republicans are standing in lockstep with each other, spewing so many stupid mm-hmm. reasons for gun, you know, yeah. gun regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Should we read a few of them and just kind of laugh a little bit?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Let's see here. Well, let's see. So far, they blame the shooting on in Texas on the FBI. CRT.
Mm-hmm.
You have the list there, David?
Woke mobs. Yeah, yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
The blame it on woke mobs. Blame it on doors that lock and doors that unlock.
Mm-hmm.
They blame it on having too many doors in schools. They blame it on lockdowns.
Lockdown. Cops.
Yeah.
And then not enough cops.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, video games. And what else?
mental health crisis, which the governor of Texas, a couple of weeks back before the shooting, over $200 million, he took away from mental health. Mental health. To treat people with mental health. Woke teachers, but you have some non teachers to carry a gun. So in case intruders at this school who came and shoot up the school walk in and try to kill their students and them, then these teachers will have a gun to protect themselves and students.
Ukraine aid is another one. POT, by the way. POT's another one. That's one I haven't heard in a while. How
right,
about single
right.
family parents? Single
yeah.
family parents.
Mm-hmm. And
the last one,
the blaming abortion, this violence, gun violence. Speaking of abortion, Missouri Republican blames gun violence on abortion. I have a 30-second clip. I want everybody to hear. This clown is from Missouri. He's a congressman. And let me see, his name is, what's his name? Billy Long, Congressman
Billy Long,
Billy Long from Missouri. He blames gun violence on abortion. So here's a clip.
Yep.
To my knowledge, none of those shootings were done with any kind of Armalite rifle or AK or anything like that. So it's a systemic problem. When I was growing up in Springfield, you had one or two murders a year. Now we have two, three, four a week in Springfield, Missouri. So something has happened to our society. I go back to abortion when we decided it was okay to murder kids in their mother's wombs. Life has no value to a lot of these folks.
Yeah, so this ass clown here, he is owned by the NRA. And so Republicans like him protect the fetus and the mother. But when it's born, you're on your own. It don't make any sense. It don't make any sense.
Nope.
And instead of having good control, gun control laws, they're beholden to the NRA. And what's more pro-life than, keeping guns off the streets in the hands of wrong people with mental illness?
Absolutely.
So this guy here contradicting himself in a statement. And abortion has nothing to do with gun violence.
No. And also, David, I just wanted to say that the data does not support his claim because the Supreme Court's Roe versus Wade ruling in 1973 established abortion rights in the U.S. So in 1970, there were 499 murders that were reported in Missouri. In 1975, the figure was 505. And in 2019, there were 568. So his claim is wrong. That, those numbers prove that Roe versus Wade, that is not why they had X amount of murders in their state because of those numbers. They didn't go any higher. I mean, just a few higher from 1970 to 2019, but not even 100 more. So his claim is
I want to share some statistics with you. I want to share some statistics with you and the listeners. In 1982, seven people died when Tylenol packaging was tampered with. Since then, it takes a PhD, a Chanel Lux, and a sharp object to get the damn bottle open. When you go to get Sudafed, you can show ID. So, and you go through hell and you go on some list when you get Sudafed. So why is it not safe with guns? In 1968, listen to this, 1,516,863 people have died from gun violence in America. Gun violence mm-hmm. kills on an average of 168 people every 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and yet that's still, you know, the problem apparently can't be solved except through thoughts and prayers. That's what the Republicans, you know, well, they can shove the thoughts and prayers because nothing doing, nothing happening with thoughts and prayers.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. And, you know, the other thing that I was thinking about today, you know, the Republican Party through the years, I don't know, you know, always bragged about wanting less government in their lives. Am I right mm-hmm. about that? You know, they, you know, didn't want to them, you know, they didn't want people in their lives telling them what to do, you know, how many taxes to pay, et cetera, et cetera. But now, mm-hmm. what do we have? They're in our lives everywhere. There is mm-hmm. the Supreme Court is now going to decide, you know, about abortion rights, same-sex weddings they may repeal, whether or not a business can refuse wedding services to the same-sex couple, contraception limits into your lives. What is? Tell me what is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It kind of reminds me of Handmaiden. It reminds me of Handmaiden's Tale. It's running on Netflix now. Everybody has to check it out, really. Mm-hmm. You know, and even 1984, the book by George Orwell, everything is like art meeting life. You know, it's really scary because, you know, what else do women have to protect themselves and Roe versus Wade and take that away from them? Even the case of rape and incest. You know, that's crazy. That's nonsensical.
Yeah.
And more women would die because they made abortions illegal. You know, court hanger abortions, back alley abortions. You know, these people thinking and philosophy on the Bible, which not mm-hmm. everybody believes in the Bible. To me, it's a personal work of fiction. But, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, there are some people that do believe in the Bible. They live by mm-hmm. the Bible. I can say I'm probably not one of them because I've never really read the Bible. I just know from the way I was raised and what I believe, and mm-hmm. I go with that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the thinking that is happening right now, the division that is going on, we are all seeing that Republicans and Democrats are being murdered. Children are being murdered. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. You can still be killed.
Mm-hmm.
The gun
there's no
safe
space in America then. Yeah, it's not so much about Democrats and Republicans. It's about these ignorant NRA right-wing lunatics who want to play G.I. Joe and have the biggest guns, the most powerful machines. Instead of going to join in the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, wherever, that have easy mm-hmm. access to these guns and fighting on behalf of the United States, they rather have militias, you know, and
mm-hmm.
playing G.I. Joe. You know, these cowards couldn't survive a day inside what happened in Ukraine or Iraq or Afghanistan, but yet still in the backyards in the woods playing G.I. Joe and threatening people because of hate minorities or gays
mm-hmm.
or Jews. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's been going on a long time, since, especially after the Civil War. I mean, the birth
mm-hmm.
of the Republic is based on blood and tyranny and, you know,
mm-hmm.
wiping out the whole set of people, almost wiping out the whole set of Native Americans with the racism, you know? So, yeah, they'll have a leg to stand on when, you know, you saw immigrant working hard, two, sometimes three jobs. Oh, you know, you're taking up good American jobs. Are you going to clean up toilets? Are you going to, you know, be a delivery man? Those
mm-hmm.
are menial. Are you going to pick fruit? You know? No, but you're still taking away, quote-unquote, good American jobs. Yeah, stop whining. And
yeah.
there's this thing where Republicans saying no, that, oh, you know, illegals voting and that's where Republicans losing.
It's all nonsense. And speaking of elections, PBS had this thing last night where Republicans across the country are training their poll workers to disrupt midterm elections coming up, and even local elections where they, you know, like dispute people's IDs so they can't vote because they know they may vote Democratic, and they're trying to do everything, intimidate people in voting lines, make the lines longer, and you have to wait longer, so you get frustrated and finally go home. You know, they're not running on ideas, but they're running on suppression. I think America is woken up to the fact that Republicans are bankrupt of ideas, and you know, it's going to be probably a bloodbath for Republican candidates all over the country. And we may give a good run for the money in red states. Anyway, I'm rambling on here. Number call, guest calling number, 515-605-9802. The number, 515-605-9802. When you call, say your first name, where you're calling from. We'd love to hear from you.
You know, there was an article in Politico that you were just talking about the midterms, and there are video recordings of the Republican Party operatives meeting with grassroots act to provide an inside look at a multi-pronged strategy to target and potentially overturn votes in Democratic precincts, install trained recruits as regular poll workers, and put them in direct contact with party attorneys. So in other words, I don't know, you know, if you mail your ballot in, if that can be affected or not, or is this just if you go to the polls? But we should not be afraid. I mean, if you don't do anything wrong, your vote should count. Your vote is your vote. And we can... There's ways that you can make sure that your vote has been counted and it's been, you know, processed properly. Because this is the plan cheating in 2020, and that's, you know, that the presidential election was stolen. They plan on stealing in 2022. That is their plan. And people better understand that and realize that. And the gerrymandering, people need a plan. So we have to know that if 1,000 people are voting, if 1,000 people are voting, we need 2,000 people to vote instead of 1,000. You know, that's my feeling, you know.
Someone in the Republican Party in Michigan, I think it's Wayne County. He's a GOP activist. His name is Matthew Freed, and he submitted 5,600 names to sign up to be poll workers. And he initially lists more than 850 people and gave it to the Detroit clerk. And by law, you know, they would be bound to be picked from this list submitted by the Republican Party on a local line intended to ensure a bipartisan representation and unbiased team of precinct workers. You know, and now they're having these seminars across the country, like I said, where, you know, they're indoctrinating people and showing them how to frustrate voters and even intimidating them, you know. And what are the Democrats doing about it? That's the thing.
The Democrats are doing things. I know of a few. I'm involved in something called DemCast. There are things that are going on. And they're a little bit behind the scenes and very quiet. But there are things that are going on. There's phone banking that's going on quietly. There are things that are going on. We are just not out there every day saying what we are doing because we know that it can be sabotaged. I think that's part of it. And our governor here, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, has been very quiet. I know that she was up north last week, like in the Traverse City area, but it was not publicized. You know everything that happened to her and her life was threatened, et cetera. So So I think that her campaign is going to be kind of on the quiet side as far as where she's mm-hmm. going to be when. That's my thought. So I think
yeah.
that's why things may be a little bit different, but don't going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The Republicans will be successful because, you know, like I said, every election cycle, they'll run on God, guns, and gears. And people are
mm-hmm.
over that now. It's about economic things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about,
mm-hmm.
you know, gun safety. It's about the prices of gas, you know, different things. So, you know, instead of coming up with ideas and solutions, they're coming up with this garbage, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it won't work. It's going to backfire. Okay, we'll have a call here. It's from Ohio, 937 error code. Let's see here.
Okay.
Oh, where's this thing? Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus, thanks. Hey, hello, Carla. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. How are you doing today?
Hi.
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 I guess it's me. Lori, is Lori there?
Yes,
it's Lori.
It's
Lori. And who is this?
Mm-hmm.
Lori is Kathy.
Oh, hi, Kathy. How are you?
I just now saw your text message. You gave me the wrong phone number and Verizon wouldn't put it through, and I thought, something's going on here.
You know what? I'm good at doing that. I am really good at doing that, Kathy.
I was dialing 615 and it's 605.
Yep.
Anyway, I hope you got a button to push if I say a bad word.
That's
oh,
okay.
No. Freedom of speech right here.
Because...
I know that you were angry today. That's why I reached out to you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's wonderful to talk to you in person.
Yes, absolutely.
We've been friends on Facebook now, I don't know how many years.
For many years, yes.
For many, many years. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not much of an activist. I just sit here and watch MSNBC and get mad. And it's all I can do to keep from putting my foot through the TV.
No.
I get today, mm-hmm. I've seen snippets of President Biden and Vice President Harris making speeches, and especially
mm-hmm.
when I hear Joe say, for God's sakes, you know, don't even go there, Joe. I mean, the Republicans aren't going to do a damn thing, not anything.
No.
Ever.
Mm-mm.
What you need to do is to kill the flipping filibuster.
Maybe, yeah.
Get rid of the damn filibuster, and maybe they can get something done. Other than that, unless they get enough votes in the Senate, there's never going to be no change. And the Republicans, it's the way I look at it, they don't give a damn about 10 black people in Buffalo. They don't give a
mm-hmm.
damn about 19 little brown kids and 2 brown teachers.
Nope.
As long as they're brown and black, they don't give a damn about nothing.
Nope.
They look at it like, well, there's 10 Democratic votes in Buffalo we don't have to worry about anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't have to worry about 19 little brown kids growing up to be Democrats and voting.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a shit. I'm sorry. They just don't. There's no way you can shame them. You can't embarrass them. You can't preach to them, teach them nothing, show them facts. You know, they could care less. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he could cure cancer and they could give him the Nobel Prize and the Republicans wouldn't give a shit. They've had a hard on. They've been on the muscle. Ever since Barack Obama got elected, they've been carrying, they've been carrying a grudge ever since. And they'll continue for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
yep.
not going to do anything. I don't care. If like I said, I don't care if they had a cure for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't vote for it. They're just
mm-hmm.
not going to
mm-hmm.
do it. They're just so mm-hmm. damned white supremacy They're just so damned ignorant. They're just plain-ass ignorant. I mean, every time I see a car with a bumper sticker with Trump, I just give them the finger when I pass them.
Be careful, Kathy.
I know. Mm-hmm. I told another one of my friends that I wish that there was something like Jewish people have this little, I can't remember what they call it. It's a little fixture that they put on their door. And when they come in and out, they touch it. And it denotes that this is a Jewish home. And I told one of my girlfriends, they have these stickers that you put in the window to the firemen, and it says, pets inside. It's to notify a fireman that there's, if they can, to rescue there's any pets if the place is on fire. Mm-hmm. And I told my girlfriend, I said, I wish I could invent something like a sticker to put on my window to tell everybody that this is not a bigoted home. This is not a white, that I am not a white supremacist, because there's nothing about me, when you look at me, that you can tell that I am not a white supremacist. I mean, I got black kids that had McDonald's who kind of like look at me strange, and I keep wanting to tell them, honey, I'm not like that. I'm not like that. Don't worry. But they just can't tell.
Yeah.
And then she said, Kathy, if you had an emblem saying that you weren't a white supremacist, that'd show the white supremacist, and you'd be the first one to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you got a point there. There's nothing
Kathy,
I can put in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the Passover, like they smeared blood over the door threshold during the Passover in ancient times. But there's just no way I can show myself as being.
Well, you're doing something right now. You're calling in right now and you're venting. So you're doing something. Right, David?
Well, I don't know.
Yes. So, Kathy, I want to ask you a question about Ohio. So Democrat Tim Ryan, the congressman, he got a Democratic nomination. J.D. Vance got a Republican nomination. And Kelly Prather, she's running as an independent. What do you think about that race? Is it a shoo-in for Tim Ryan, or do you think J.D. Vance, a Trumper, will, win?
Well, Ohio is historically a Republican state. I knew before the election in 2016, I knew that Hillary wasn't going to get it because, not in Ohio anyway, because I would be driving around and I saw so many Trump signs and very few Hillary Clinton signs, and I thought, this ain't good, this ain't cool. And sure enough, she wasn't elected, and I laid on the couch for 3 days in misery. And I knew it was going to happen because Ohio is a red state. Rob Portman is a senator now that's going to retire. I would think that on his way out the door, he would have helped do something because he knew Biden for years. I thought maybe since he's going to retire this year, he wouldn't give a damn about what Trump thought of him, and he would, help out, like vote for something that, I can't remember what it was, but no, he hasn't raised a finger to do anything in his final year. And I do think J.D.
Typical.
That guy who wrote the Hillbilly Elegy, I can't call his name right now. I don't know if he'll get elected or not, but he is a Trumper. Tim Ryan's a wonderful guy. He really is. He speaks well. He's for people. He's not for the caucus. I mean,
he's a people person, man.
Right. And I'm so sorry. When I went to California in the 18, my sister and I went shopping in Santa Monica, and I saw that Hillbilly Elegy book that guy wrote, and I bought it and brought it home and I read it, and then when I hear this guy say the stuff he does and him being a Trumper, I wish to hell I'd never bought the book and
you can burn it
and put 50 cents in his pocket.
Yeah.
for buying his book. Mm-hmm. I wish to hell I'd never done it. If I'd have known what kind of a little weasel he was.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of the problem. You know?
I would have never, I wouldn't have given him 50 cents for his book. And mm-hmm. I read it, and it was kind of stupid anyway. It was kind of like a fifth grade reader. It wasn't a very, it was okay. They made a movie out of it. But to read the book was like watch, to me, it was like reading a comic book. There was not that much there. He's made a name for himself with Trump.
Kathy, how do you think the midterms are going to go?
I think they're going to go better than what is being reported because of because of Roe v. Wade. I mean, Roe v. Wade and the killing in Buffalo and now the killing in Uvalde. And it just keeps on going in the hospital today. I just think they keep saying that they're going to, you know, historically the year after a Democrat's been elected as president, that the midterms jump the other way. That, they say that, but that's not written in gold. I mean, I don't believe just because they say that the Republicans are going to win seats because historically that's the way it's come down, I don't really believe that. I do think that we're not really as stupid as they like to think we are.
No,
right,
yeah.
Exactly.
They're banking on that. Mm-hmm. They are banking.
We're really
on that.
Not as dumb as we as they think we are. I really don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's I know a lot of people that don't. No, they don't want to talk about politics, and a lot of them don't know anything about it, and a lot of them wouldn't go vote. And people that were voting age and sure whine because they don't get another stimulus check, but well, why don't you vote? Well, I don't like that stuff. Well, they have no opinions. They don't like that stuff. That's why I have such a hard time and stay so frustrated because I don't have anybody to talk to about it because nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to go the way they plan.
Yeah. It can be a touchy subject.
But I had to turn off MSNBC tonight. I just had a fill, my fill of it. I couldn't handle it no more. I get to the point where I can't take no more of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
One more
killing,
and I'm one more. I tell you what, if every Democrat would go to the gun store and say, "I'd like to look at one of those AKs," and once these gun shop owners find out, boy, there's a bunch of Democrats coming in here looking at these guns. Just look at it, feel it around, you know, point it at. Say, okay, I'm gonna go home, think it over, and leave. And then them gun owners would say, boy, we got a lot of Democrats coming in here looking at their guns. It might make them think, but you can't get them all to do anything like that. I mean, don't really buy one. Just go make them think you might buy one.
Yeah.
To even the playing field, you know.
Right. Yes.
Absolutely.
I just have these thoughts.
I know.
Or anyway,
well, we all have thoughts, and we all, you know, we have to kind of, I mean, it's good to have those kind of thoughts and to, you know, try to have ideas and, you know, put them out there and, you know, just let it go once in a while.
I'm a child of the 60s, and I never once went to a protest march or anything until I went to my very first protest when Trump decided he was going to keep all the Muslims out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a protest march here in Dayton, and I said, by God, I'm going to go. Because I just thought, man, don't you know, we got freedom of religion in this country, and Trump tried to stop it. He's got his nerve wanting the backing of the evangelicals when he's so against freedom of religion that he would go so far as to ban Muslims from coming into this country. I mean, what?
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's a crazy hypocrite. He's a narcissist and nut job.
Well, you know what? I really don't have. I just wonder about all those people at the convention that nominated him, because I watched their debates. They had like 17 people up there on the dais, and all those. What do they call those people? Representatives that go to the conventions and vote for who they want for a nominee. I just wonder
the delegates.
I just wonder how much of them got a little bit of a kickback to vote for Trump, because I just don't understand how he even got the nomination.
Well, none of us can.
Listen, Kathy, I have a theory that, you know, that he preyed upon their fears, and, you know, they have this concept about him, who he is as a person. And, you know, based on that fear and that conception of who Donald Trump is, they said, oh, yeah, let's just go with this guy, a new guy who's never been in politics, is not a career politician. Oh, he's a quote-unquote great businessman, even though he's been bankrupt six times. You know, so the naivety, you know, and he plays upon their fears like racism, and it's an immigrant's fault. You know, we're going to make America great again, just like Hitler said. We're going to make Germany great again, you know. Things like that. The ignorance of people. Yeah, the fascist thinking.
He took everybody for a ride.
He's great at what he does.
Yeah. Kathy, thank you so much for calling in. You know,
thank you, Kathy.
We really appreciate it.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Lori. I'm sorry. I mean, that's probably made a mess out of it, but first time I've ever.
No, you did great. You did great.
Oh,
yes,
you did great. Right. You're awesome, Kathy.
Thank you so
We're
much.
We're on every Thursday night. We're on every Thursday night. So I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, go blue.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes,
go
bye.
Blue. Yes, man. That was Kathy in Ohio. And she gave us an insight on the U.S. Senate campaign, Rob Portman. He's retiring. And J.D. Vance is a Republican Trumper, who's a nominee. He's going to go against Tim Ryan, the congressman. He's a Democrat. And Ohio's been traditionally red, so we'll see how that plays out. Hopefully, J.D. Vance is too, right-wing for them, too fascist for them. Okay, our next call from Ohio, 231, the error code. I wonder who this is. Let's see. Call of the Kitchen Politics, 123. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Oh, excellent.
Doing well.
Oh, it's good hearing you.
It's Susan in Michigan.
Hi,
yes,
Susie.
Ma'am.
How are you?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Oh, excellent.
I know you guys were talking about crazy Republicans. I got two more examples for you.
Okay.
Peter Navarro on NBC, MSNBC today, said he wanted to impeach Biden. But he had no reason. He failed to name a single grounds for impeachment offense.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have anything. He just wanted to impeach him. So that's another nutcase.
Oh,
yeah. And then I saw this Congressman Greg Stubbe, from Florida, a Republican.
He was
on this committee. He was showing off his personal collection of guns with mega loaded, the mega magazine where you can have like 21 shells and a pistol. During the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee on Gun Control.
Oh.
He goes, I saw it. He was loading it. Oh, this is my Sig Sauer 226. It comes with 21 round magazines. So that's a Republican in Florida for you.
Well, yeah, he's compensating. He's overcompensating for something. We all know what that something is,
We
all know Republicans have penis envy. And the bigger the gun, the smaller the penis. We have to sue them.
For sure.
Yeah.
Today in his speech, Biden begged them to do something to ban assault weapons and the right and the high capacity magazines. There's no reason for them at all.
Yes,
and at least raise the gun purchase from 18 to 21 with background checks, red flag laws. You know, that's the very least.
That's just simple stuff. That's simple stuff. You know, and I'm wondering, too, you know, because people are hurting for money right now because of, you know, things are costing so much. I wonder if a buyback program would work in this country. No, honestly, for money.
Yeah, like they did in New Zealand and Australia, and they're doing in Canada now.
Yes, I'm just saying. Do you think that would work in this country? I mean, I don't know what these guns cost. I don't know what they could offer them because I have no clue. But
at least 15.
Double.
I think they're $1,200, $1,500. At least for
okay,
the cheap ones?
$3,000.
Oh, yeah.
$3,000, you know, to buy their gun. I mean, maybe money would talk. What do you think, David?
Money is, everybody understands the language of money. Money makes the world go around. And, hey, we need to, like, get money out of politics. But with this buyback program, Scotland had it. Australia, New Zealand, all these countries, and gun violence went down. And Canada doing the same thing, trying the same thing. So, why not give it a shot? You know,
what
other
thing
anything.
Is,
what would it hurt? You know?
Yeah, and one other thing, they should ban some of the bullets because a lot of them are metal piercing. And, I mean, they just destroy the body when they're shot into the body. There's nothing left. They're made for war, and they should not be available to the public. They serve no purpose except to kill people. The one and only reason.
I agree 100%. That is the only reason that, you know, and I've been seeing some disturbing videos. Parents are showing them how to hold a gun and showing them how to unload them. And what is wrong with these people?
One of the gun companies had an ad that had a four-year-old kid with a big AR-15 across its lap, and that was their advertising. They took it down after the school shooting, but that was their ad to sell the gun.
Oh, wow.
Sick.
Amazing. Yeah.
Very
absolutely sick.
Sick.
I mean, my husband hunts, my dad hunts. They do sporting clays. They have guns. They have a pistol. But it should also be illegal to have body armor. Why do you need it? Right?
Yeah.
Is the deer going to shoot you back or what?
Yeah.
So that's another thing.
No,
they
no,
need
it's
to put
listen,
on their list.
This is an argument. This is an argument of saying that, you know, hey, it's for protecting my home, I'm a family, I'm a property. You need a bulletproof vest for that. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're laying on your couch, you're going to run up and get your bulletproof vest.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
and if you don't know how to use a six-shot pistol and hit your target, you have no business having one.
Exactly. Stay right there, Susan. Let's rope in somebody else. Our next caller from Michigan. Hey, hello, Carla. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. Hey, Dover Shine.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. I guess the person being shy and don't want to talk.
Okay.
I guess they'll listen. Yes, man. So,
hello.
Like you're saying, Susie.
Hello.
Hello.
Susie, Dave, Lori. Hi.
Yes.
It's
Miss
Madalena.
Oh, I didn't recognize.
Yeah,
I didn't recognize
you. Susie, how are you, darling?
Good, we're good.
Oh, great topic. And you know what, I've been listening for a little bit, and you're asking the greatest questions, but the only answer you're going to get is because the NRA, as long as they're making money, nothing's going to change.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Congress is bought and paid for.
Yeah.
First the NRA, yeah. then the pharmaceutical companies. I just, you know, like that lady said, put your foot through the TV because you get mad when you hear it all.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yes, man. Yeah, so, okay, so Madeline, tell me now, in your neck of the woods in Michigan, you know, how, you know, the how does midterm election look for Democrats, whether statewide or locally and federally? You think Democrats will do well coming in November?
In the state of Michigan, I pray that they do well. It would only be even more better blessing if the Congress would change over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what we
the legislature in Lansing. Yes.
Exactly. We need our Congress. It's a Republican
mm-hmm.
Congress with
mm-hmm.
a Democratic governor. So
yep.
Yeah, isn't it like 90% Republican?
Mm-hmm. The state legislature.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah,
the legislature.
Crazy.
And depending how bad off they did the gerrymandering or did they get caught,
mm-hmm.
is going to determine this next election.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Federally?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think people are fired up, and I do believe that we're going to have a good turnout. Like I said, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on, and I'm aware of some of it. Not a lot of it, but I'm aware of some of it, and I'm starting to feel a little bit better. Huh?
Can you tell us anything?
I can tell you a couple things. There is this one organization. They are called DemCast. And what they are doing is they are using social media all over the country on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And they are using people like me that have signed up. And we do posting all over the place for them. And this way you don't know that it's them. So it's pretty cool. And their postings are very light. They're nothing that, you know, you can get kicked off of Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. So, yeah, and I mainly do the Facebook ones. So that's been fun. There are some other ones that are doing some. I just got a text tonight for doing some phone texting for, you know, different candidates. So there's stuff going on. And like I said, it's a little bit on the down low. So you just got to hunt a little bit. But
I know they're doing some ballot things like abortion rights. They want to put that on the Michigan ballot. They were talking about the voting laws to extend the time that you can vote, you know, because they have it one day. And then the lines are long, you lose your job or you go to vote, you know. So I don't know what's in that one exactly, but they're trying to push that one on the ballot on the
mm-hmm.
midterm so
mm-hmm.
it can go into the final thing to change our voting
mm-hmm.
laws to make it more practical.
A legal holiday? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it should be
a
legal holiday. One, they said it would be a 7-day time, and then you could vote any time during it, 7 days, and you can mail in also.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because those long lines and go to jail if you give somebody a bottle of water because they've been waiting 8 hours is ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Well, in Michigan, in Michigan, we all can do our voting by mail. You know, you guys know that, right?
Yes, I do.
We do it. I do it.
Everybody can do their voting by mail.
I've got my granddaughters. I've already got, every soon as they turn 18, I start preaching. Let's go.
Right. So what I'm
saying
is that we don't have to worry about the polls, going to the polls, unless you absolutely want to. Some people like doing that. I just like doing mail-in. But I do follow my ballot because you can follow it. Make sure it gets there, and then you can go online and make sure that it's been counted. So, to me, that's safe and easy.
Yeah. Yeah, I just worry about other states. So far, we're good because we got Benson and mm-hmm. and our AG.
Well, we have,
they're good, but other states, they are removing mm-hmm. the drop boxes. They make the polling mm-hmm. places far and few between, and they're waiting for hours and hours. And the laws have, in a lot of those states, are horrible for voting.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a change of legislature. That's all to it.
Mm-hmm.
See, the laws you're talking about were done intentionally to make them difficult.
Of course.
So now here we are. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And yet these southern states, look at that poor state of Texas. I am so angry with the fact that they didn't have a precise game plan in motion for any kind of threat for those kids in the school. Personally, I thought they had their heads up their ass. Excuse my description. Because
yes,
they didn't react. I mean, how many lives could you have saved if you've moved your dot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they looked incompetent.
Exactly, and here's the thing. Some of the other states, especially when it comes to voting, they're intentionally making it so difficult.
Yes,
Make it illegal to get water. Who is the moron? Literally, who is the moron that would even compose? I would be embarrassed to say such a thing.
Well, I'd be embarrassed
to say.
We have no shame.
After what we've seen with the Republican Party, no, they're not embarrassed of anything anymore.
No.
You're right.
No. Mm-mm.
But when it comes
today,
to practicality,
you know
people,
what they are, you ladies in Italian, putanas, you know? That's all they are, putanas.
Yeah.
Why,
they do it for the money,
day,
and they don't care
day,
about
I'll
anything
tell you
else.
What that means.
Well,
I'll tell you
okay,
what that
so
means
how do we change
day,
that? How do we
get rid
that?
Of them?
Get rid of them.
Vote
them
out.
That's what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's
mm-hmm.
all about.
And millennials have a big part to play. Millennials have a big part to play because the 18 to 29 group is coming in to voting for the first time. We need to, recruit a lot of those people.
Yep.
And
exactly.
Social media
yep.
is the way to do it. You know,
I'm helping
and,
out at our local county Democratic office. I got a meeting with a potential somebody that's running county commissioner, so we got to start, you know, the small stuff. And then there's
mm-hmm.
a gathering this Monday for the Democrats greet and meet different state candidates and locals.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go to that too and see what I can do to help.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to do
it.
You can't just be mad at home. You got to get out there and do something.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Susie, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I have a quick question for you. Susie, when is Jessica running for public office, school board, you know?
Jessica?
Yes,
I don't
yes.
think so. She's too bashful to call in, let alone run.
Yeah, Jessica, if you're listening, run for public office, school board. Please, you'd win. You know?
Yes, you would. Do it,
yeah.
I thought
ahead,
about
Laura.
It, but the school board this last couple of years were getting nasty because parents didn't
mm-hmm.
want their kids wearing masks and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to risk
mm-hmm.
my life to be on the board. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of QAnon and us people are running for school boards, especially in Florida, where I used to live for many years. And the total madness that's going on in Florida now, I can't even explain it with words. You know, that Ron DeSantis, German and the hell out of different districts, the Supreme Court of the Florida Supreme Court, that is.
He's
got to
lose.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
I hope he loses.
The Democrats got to get out of there. I mean, they're ruining everything. The Republicans got to get the Democrats got to get
mm-hmm.
the Republicans out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I just want to talk a little
out of Georgia as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Today I was listening to the live feed when President Biden was talking about you know, we need change with the gun laws. And he was basically begging Congress, you know. And there were some comments on there that really irritated me because they were saying, oh, President Biden can use his executive powers, you know, to do something. Why is he using his executive powers? And I thought, you know what? I have to look that up. I have to look that up and see exactly what the president can or cannot do.
Okay,
so
Lori, here's a point of reference that
what?
When it comes to executive order, Biden does have the power, and I'm sure if now if you're going to do some research, you'll probably see
I did already.
The,
I did.
Regarding he can order, the executive order, the oil companies not to ship out of the country.
Well, what he can do
oil,
is no.
Do not ship
I'm
it abroad.
I'm talking about for gun legislation. What his executive powers could be is what I'm talking about. Because
oh,
they were
I don't
saying
even
today,
think he. It's a private business too. What kind of executive powers could he have?
Well,
not much, because
make,
then we would be in a dictatorship.
Right.
Well, that's my point.
Right.
It's
but
a
I
private
can tell
company.
You what he can, but I can tell you what he can do. So what he can do is he can direct existing infrastructure like background check system, like the background check system, to operate differently or use trade policies to control how many guns wind up on the street. He cannot create new laws or regulations with executive powers. So he is very limited. So what I'm trying to get at is today when I was watching the live feed, you know, people were on there saying, you know, Biden, you know, why doesn't he use his executive powers, you know, to ban guns? Well, he cannot. So that's why I decided to look it up, and that is exactly all he can do is what I just
well,
said. That's it.
What's sad is that before they asked the question, why didn't they look it up?
Well, because it's on the live feed, and they do that on purpose, you see, because they're trolls. So they do that stuff on purpose just to, you know, make the president look bad, like he's not doing his job, you know. And so I went and looked it up, and then I, of course.
Well,
I
would think that there would be, that would be a journalist's job after the speech was over with.
Well, on the live feed. On the live feeds, they don't do that on the live feeds when they're on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Maybe after, but I don't know. I didn't stick around that long. So,
but
anyways,
don't you know everything that's going wrong in the world is Biden's fault? The war in Ukraine, no formula on the shelf, the embargo and all the delays in deliveries and inflation all over the world and the gas. All of it's his fault.
I have a few. It's so funny you talk about that, Susie, because I have a few statistics about that as well.
Good.
You know, for our
someone that does their homework.
Our rising grocery prices, there are four companies that control 90% of baby formula.
Oh,
baby
I know.
Formula
that one in our state.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, and also there are four companies that control 85% of the beef market.
Yep.
There's three companies that control 78% of the pasta market. There's three companies that control 72% of the cereal market.
And on whose watch did they all get monopolized?
All along. Well, we know.
It's always been.
Yeah, on whose watch did they all get monopolized?
And competing against them is horrendous. How can you start a little company against the big guys, you know? So it's almost
like
impossible.
The meat processing plant.
Yeah.
Excuse me, just like Tyson and Purdue, the meatpacking plant.
Oh, yeah.
When COVID first hit, and these poor
yep.
and their people are standing there side by side like animals.
And
in
a lot of them dropped like flies, and their families
exactly.
died, too.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly my point. Where
you
was
know.
That monopoly? On whose watch did that monopoly get in?
Congress.
Well, you know.
They're all bought and paid for. like how I always get on the insulin because my daughter's diabetic, and I mean it was $40 years ago a vial, and now it's over $200 and $300 depending what type you have, and there's no reason because it costs them less than $10 to make. How
of
much
course.
Is enough profit?
Susie, we all know that. Susie, we know that. Let's put our heads together on how to stop it. Let's find the problem.
Right.
Dissected the problem properly. Now let's dissect how we can solve it.
We're going to list the warning signs of fascism. All right, ready, Lori? Nepotism and cronyism.
Yep.
That's the warning sign for fascism. Nepotism was seen through the Trump crime family. Cronyism with the yes men for Donald Trump.
Yep. Widespread corruption. We know where that came from. Identifying enemies as unifying cause.
Richard Nixon
destroy
come to mind.
Press. Destroy the press.
Nationalism, often with a simple slogan like, you know, "Make America Great Again." Trump used that to great effect.
Wrong with it until he got there.
Imagine Trump wanted to shoot at protesters in D.C. You know,
And NATO too, right?
Yeah.
He wanted to end NATO.
How about the disdain that they have for human rights? Disdain for human rights.
Yeah.
So we're talking,
Identifying some humans as a lower status. For example, if you're a non-white in America and you want to come to America as an immigrant, you're looked down upon by people like Donald Trump and Republicans and Tea Party and QAnon because I think they're better than everybody. But, you know, we're in a different America now. And statistics show by 2045, we'll be a majority-minority nation. So I guess collectively their heads will explode when that happens. And I can't wait for that day to happen.
Yeah. And
religion and government intertwine.
It's supposed to be separation of church and state. That's in the Constitution.
It's not right now.
Yeah,
corporate
and then you got, what's her name, DeVos wants to make everybody pay for private schools one way or another. That's crazy.
She's crazy.
Corporate
power protected. That's
cut taxes for the riches and corporations. Corporations are people. According to Mitt Romney, remember? You know,
that's why they're paying, giving donations to all the congressmen, because the Supreme Court said businesses are people.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So they're all bought and paid for.
The labor power is suppressed. Labor unions was a force to be reckoned with one time in America, but no, because of Citizens United and, you know, other... shenanigans happen, you know, unions have lost their clout basically in America, you know.
Yep.
But slowly but surely they may come back because, you know, we'll see recently where, you know, people fought in Amazon and got union membership going. So that's a good
Starbucks.
Unions are really necessary. Starbucks. Yeah.
Disdain for intellectualism and the arts, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, damn the books that little kids read. Oh, heaven forbid.
Yep, and God forbid it's...
Ban the math books in Florida, for example.
Drawing.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, so what about the math books in Florida? One is two. Give me a break.
And what about if you're in art class and you're coloring rainbows? Oh my God, that would be really bad, wouldn't it?
Every little kid loves rainbows. So I don't know what's their problem.
Exactly.
God. Yeah, increased police and military power. Yeah, we can sue the military, the reserves and everything. But police, why do they have to have such power, you know, powerful weapons? They're basically a mercenary force with these different police forces and
around the states,
well,
you know?
They wouldn't need them if the people that they were trying to go against didn't have the same weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for them in some cases, you know, because they're getting shot with the AR-15s and the big bullets, and the guys have body armor. So then they have to be protected because they're going. They don't know what they're going up against. But that shouldn't be if everything was, you know, if those assault weapons were banned and the bullets.
Okay,
and
so
the,
how do we stop this?
We got to pass laws. But you got to get rid of the idiots in Congress so we can get the people we need to be in there to pass the laws.
Mm-hmm.
The next
there's
one
no
is,
way, there's
the
no other
one,
way.
The next one is going to be punishing of personal enemies. We see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, David.
Squelching of opposition viewpoints. Yeah, Republicans are masters at that.
They are definitely masters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How about opposing freedom of the press? That's happening.
Oh, that's the first thing they usually do, burn books and cut down the press.
Yep.
But, yeah, not, like you said, what was that, book?
They want state TV.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what they want. Be told what the government wants to tell them. You get rid of the press, you might as well forget it. You're not going to know anything.
As much
anything.
As the internet is great, you guys are on it, we all use it, but it's making this evil thing across our country spread faster and more widespread because of the disinformation and the hate and all the bad stuff that they're saying. It's making it worse so fast.
Yeah. Sexism, gender roles are more rigid. Republicans want to go back to the 1940s and 50s where women know the place, you know, and speak when they're spoken to.
They do.
Yeah.
Obsession with national security. And then what's the last one, David?
Fraudulent elections. When you lose, you don't have any ideas. And the ideas that you run, you lose like a dog, you scream fraud. That's what Donald Trump and Trump crime family is basically doing. And for God's sakes, why none of them in prison yet are charged with anything? This is frustrating, for real. Because people have been waiting for years. And so, we're doing the investigations in Georgia, in New York. Arrest someone there, right? It's frustrating.
I just saw a new one on Kushner, Jared. Who was chief of staff, right, or something? He's under investigation because he got $2 billion from Saudi Arabia.
And they're
looking into it. Now you're looking into it?
Mm-hmm. Well, they've probably been looking into it, but everything takes so much time that there's so much going on. There's so many fires that they're trying to put out.
Listen, but the thing is, Richard Nixon... When Richard Nixon, orchestrated with G. Gordon Liddy and E. Howard Hunt, the Watergate break-in, it didn't take so damn long, you know?
I think it
was what frustrated
David,
people.
You know,
they caught him red-handed.
Well, yes, but I think the whole Watergate scenario from start to finish was almost 3 years because I looked it up because I thought,
was it that long?
Yeah, I think almost 3 years. 2 years and over 2 years, almost three. So it took time. It took a lot of time.
Yeah, well, it feels like an eternity, right? You know, because Trump went around the place and
his cronies need to go to prison. The whole clan.
Did you see the little dance he gave after his little shit speech at the NRA conference? You know, it's like you're celebrating.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wasn't that shameful? That was shameful.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I would be ashamed. And, you know, we were talking about Ivanka's husband, Kushner.
Jared.
I had no idea until Trump pardoned Kushner's father. I had no idea his father was a crook.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he went to jail.
I found out. Yeah,
he's
that's
still
what
in prison,
I found out.
I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's gotten out
he's
of prison
got pardoned.
Yet. Oh, did
he? Was pardoned. He got pardoned by Trump. Absolutely. Again, he cleaned up. And you know the only reason why he pardoned Kwame Kilpatrick? Think about it.
Well, he screwed up
Detroit.
The city of
Detroit didn't want him. That's right. He was mad at Detroit mm-hmm. because of the vote in Wayne County. Nobody wants Kilpatrick back.
Yeah,
that's
no kidding.
He's in jail.
Exactly.
The man is
exactly.
addictive. Vindictive. This is what we're dealing with. Vindictiveness.
Mm-hmm.
We got
hey,
to do something. This can't
Leanne,
be like
thing
Russia,
is?
Venezuela, and all these other dictatorships. I mean, we can't get mm-hmm. to be like that. We were the shining star of democracy in the world. What the hell happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
I
stuff
don't know.
Like this happened. I will read something. And this is the
Citizens
kind of stuff.
United, this has been a master plan. This has been a master plan for years. It started with Citizens United, which opens the door to the money. And then from then on, it's an easy read. Get the votes,
mm-hmm.
use the money, buy the lobbyists,
mm-hmm.
get them mm-hmm. swayed. It's all trickled. This is not an overnight. It's not even a one-term scenario. This has been in motion
mm-hmm.
for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what
all right, Leanne.
This one. I'm angry with myself for seeing it. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that
one.
Last... go
ahead. David. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No,
go
ahead.
I can win it. Okay, I'm saying that.
Go ahead. I zipped my lips.
Okay, I was saying that we'll have a little under 18 minutes left. I want to thank the ladies for calling in today. It's always good hearing from you. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Too bad we can't to cure the world, eh? We got to
no
go
kidding.
In here.
Absolutely. We will. We
okay.
will.
Take it easy. Keep up the good job, you guys.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye, Ned. Thanks for calling.
Bye, Lori. Bye, Dave.
Mm-hmm. All right. Later. Thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am. All right, go ahead, Lori.
I was just going to read this because I find these kinds of little things make my blood boil. So the governor of
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma, who just signed a bill banning abortion, period, mm-hmm. is being primaried by another Republican who says life begins before conception. Yes.
What?
You read that, right? Yes.
Wait. How
so
can
listen.
Life be...
should I read it again?
The
governor of Oklahoma, who just
mm-hmm.
signed a bill banning abortion, period,
uh-huh.
is being primaried by another Republican who says life begins before conception. Yes, I did read that, right?
Okay.
His name is Mark Sherwood. I
mm-hmm.
believe life begins in God before it begins in conception,
mm-hmm.
claiming every life is pre-planned by God, even those that begin with rape, as he says his did. He's praying, and I'm not being mean. This is his claim, that God wanted his mother raped.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. That's,
this is the kind of stuff.
I don't know what to say about that. I don't know what to say about that, really. I don't know.
I know.
What to say
I
about
had to
that.
Read it because when I saw that, I thought,
mm-hmm.
no. I had to read it twice, just like you said, what? I had to read it twice because I couldn't believe what I was reading. And I think
mm-hmm.
the more insane
mm-hmm.
you are, the louder something goes on. I don't know what goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that's my what the fuck. Excuse my French, but that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened in America, but it needs to stop. It's like a nightmare mm-hmm. that you want to wake up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Republicans, you know, they're the reason why we can have nice things, you know, everything, nope. even if they were for it before, you know, but because Democrats promoting it, so, oh, no, we're against it. You know, Mitch McConnell said yep. one thing, doing another thing in the chamber. You know, I mean, and people see this and know this.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they vote Republican? Why?
I know. It's beyond me. Beyond me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so June 9th is the start of the public's January 6th committee. They're having open hearings.
Mm-hmm. The hearings,
starting
yeah.
June. Yes, and
yes,
we hope a lot of new things come out and, you
yep.
know, may the chips fall where they may. But I know we get my hopes up. You know why? Because, you know, when you subpoena people, you know, Democrats have this thing like, oh, you know, they're not coming. Okay. And let's make it right. You know, if you get a congressional subpoena and you don't show up, lock them up. That's the law. But Democrats play too weak and coy and shy. You know, take off the gloves and slap the hell out of them.
I don't know. This might be interesting. I think people are waiting for this. I think people
mm-hmm.
are going to watch. And I think that we all might learn something from it. I'm going to give it a chance. You know, I certainly
yeah.
will watch.
Hopefully it won't turn a shit show, you know?
I just
hope people go to jail and certain things come out in the open and people
yeah.
call out for it and
prosecuted
for it because
yeah.
what happened on January 6th is not American. It's so un-American. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
People should,
yes,
big
it is.
People who, you know, like Mark Meadows, former chief of staff of the White House, he and, what's his face? Clarence Thomas's wife.
Mark Meadows.
That's treason right there. That's friggin' treason.
Yeah.
Why not charge
exactly.
with something? Why? Well,
yeah.
because you're rich
and
famous and influential. You're above the law. You're above jail or serving jail time. You know?
I
agree. It's frustrating.
I
it's
agree.
Frustrating.
The other thing, David, is the Supreme Court is approaching their summer recess. And before the end of June, the justices are expected to release an opinion in a case that could overturn Roe versus Wade and return regulation of abortion to the individual states. So in saying that, there is going to be a march, and it's going to be all over the country. And you can go to marchforourlives.com and when you go to marchforourlives.com, you can type in your zip code, and you'll see where the march will be. The main one is going to be in Washington, D.C. They're expecting hopefully 1 million people. So that is going to be awesome. It's called March for Our Lives. So that will be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There is just so much going on, don't you think? It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
You know, just so much.
We may have one more call coming in. Not sure yet, but...
okay.
Yeah. Okay, so now this is the last show for the season. Well, you all take a break next week, or should we just continue rolling on? You know, we'll have the momentum.
I say momentum and continue on.
Yeah,
you know,
because people are really liking it. We're near 500 listeners so far. One started a month ago, a month and a half ago. Not even 2 months yet. And, you know, people have been private messaging me. And from California to Massachusetts, Russia, wherever, Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks for the encouragement and the support.
Exactly. We appreciate it.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought people would listen from far places like New Zealand, you know, Jamaica, England? You know, it's flattering.
They do.
Yeah.
It is, very.
All right, we have 10 minutes left. You know, 515-605-9802 is the number to call. Great call. We can just allow you like 2-3 minutes tops because, you know, we have to wrap up and everything. Yes, so back to DeVos. Do you think she will run for governor? I feel she will run for governor.
No.
Even though she's hated.
I do not.
You know, money talks. Money talks.
She's hated. She is, no. She is hated in Michigan. I have to say that. She's hated in Michigan. But her money is not hated. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, Dick Devos was hated, but yes, he ran for governor.
Say that again.
Dick Devos was hated, but yes, he ran for governor and he lost by like less than 2% of the vote. So, you know, like
yeah,
I said,
I know. I understand what you're saying, but I've not heard anything that she plans on running. I've not heard anything. So. I highly doubt that she plans on running. I really do. I just think that she uses her money, and we know how she uses her money. That's what I think, you know, for, you know, help other so-called candidates that she buys. That's what I think.
Yeah. Special shout-out to Congresswoman Melanie Stansbury. She's my congresswoman in district one in Albuquerque. She's doing an excellent job. Governor Michelle Grisham, Michelle Lujan Grisham from New Mexico. She's a fabulous woman. She got married recently, so congratulations on that. She's up for re-election in November. She's expected to win.
That's awesome.
She did a good job in containing the fires and everything with her leadership. Who else? Yeah, a lot of people here in New Mexico. Thank God it's a blue state. You know, we have some sensible people here. And,
well,
yeah.
Go. I was just thinking out loud. We have sensible people running our state right now. You know, we have the three top women. Running our state. I mean, I think that they have done an awesome job. I think they were on top of everything from COVID, everything. The Attorney General is brilliant. Benson, she's a great Secretary of State. She got everyone, you know, she got the mail-in ballots for the whole state going. I mean, awesome, brilliant women. And the governor also, she's a strong woman. It's just like Madeline said, the legislature is, you know, red, but we have some fighters in there that are coming forward and saying a few things. And, you know, we're not going to give up. That's all that there is to it. We're not going to give up in Michigan. So I can't see it going any other way.
And Beto O'Rourke, he's running for governor of Texas. Oh, it was so lovely. It was sweet. If he beat Abbott. Yes. Val Denning.
You know, pardon?
Yeah, Val Denning's also running against Marco Rubio in Florida. That's an interesting race to watch.
Yeah, she's up and down, isn't she? She's down.
But she
has
a law background. She was a police officer. She was a police officer for many years. So the cat said, "Oh, she's soft in crime." You know, people just laugh.
No.
You're saying about something with Greg Abbott.
No, I was just saying that you know Beto had a lot of guts. You know what he did after Uvalde, and I think that really got him some extra support. So I am really rooting for Texas. That's got to turn blue. If Texas, Florida, and Georgia turn blue, it would be party time, don't you think?
Yeah, that'd be excellent. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need that seat majority in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
Or to just get rid of filibuster altogether. We have people like Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona and Manchin in West Virginia.
Yeah.
To block every damn thing that Democrats try to do. You know, and I could say, oh, you should be bipartisan. I mean, come on, people. You know?
I know. No, mm-hmm. Forget the bipartisan.
Right.
It's not working.
Yeah, it will never work. It will never work. I want to thank Kathy in Ohio for calling. I want to thank Susie and Madeline.
Yeah.
You for listening.
Thank you, guys.
If we didn't get any call, then, you know, call in earlier next time. You could like us on Facebook or on facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We're a current affairs show that focuses on world events, American politics, and occasionally pop culture. Well, thank you for sharing across all social media. We love hearing from everybody, regardless of your political beliefs. We're proudly representing everything right-wing nut jobs here in America, and you make it possible.
Absolutely.
By sharing, by commenting, by, you know, following us and telling your neighbor, your friend, family about our show, our little humble show. This is the people's show. This show is for you. I want to thank you for coming on every Thursday night to listen to the show, even though it's shy sometimes to call. Or if people call, it's too late. We'll wrap up now. We'll have like 3 minutes. Until next time, this is David Franklin in New Mexico.
And this is Laura Picka in Michigan. And vote blue. Take 5 people with you. Have a good night, everyone.
Everything that's wonderful. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful.